Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
I'm reading here that two Irishmen have won world titles in ploughing. That is the season. We're into it now. The harvest is done and the fields need to be ploughed up again. Two Irishmen, world titles. One of them is on the line. Eamon Tracy is the supreme world ploughing champion. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver.
And congratulations.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
You're a Carlow man, and this is not new territory for you to be winning world titles.
No, no. This is my sixth title now. Yeah, since 2014, I won my first title.
Wow.
And been lucky enough to have put six together now since then, yeah.
2014.
And this one, I suppose, is a bit special in that it's the third one in a row.
Aha.
I won it now. Yeah.
Hat trick. And this is happening in Estonia, the World Ploughing Championships.
That's right, yeah. We're out in Estonia, down in the city of Tartu. And it's a lovely country, actually. Yeah, I've never been there before. And the land was kind of variable in it. We were kind of expecting filthy, sandy soil, but it didn't. There was some filthy, sandy soil, but there was also some heavy clay in it as well.
Heavy clay. So, and what's the weather like in Estonia this time of the year?
Yeah, kind of like here. Mixed weather. When we went out there first, they were getting a lot of rain. But last week, then, just before the competition, and the 2 days of the competition, the weather turned and we had some lovely warm weather. Pretty hot on some of the days, up to 27 and 8 degrees.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
But, curious climate they have.
Yeah.
So you won it 2014, 2015, 2018, and this is the hat-trick now, 22, 23 and 2024. How do you win the Supreme World Ploughing Champion?
Well, first of all, you have to qualify from your country, so you have to win a national title.
Yeah.
So the best two competitors in Ireland, in the World Championships, there are two classes. There's a conventional class and a reversible. So the winner of the reversible and conventional in Ireland go forward to represent their country the following year, wherever the World Championships may be.
Team Ireland, very good.
Yes, yeah. And then, I suppose, from there, then, once you qualify, then the preparation begins. You try and find out what the soil is like in the country. You adapt your plough to suit, and you look at you bring equipment with you. We're lucky enough. We get our tractors, ploughs, everything is shipped out to the competition. And look, at you bring everything with you that you think you might need in a ploughing field. And you just start from there. Then we go out about 2 weeks before the competition to prepare. We'd have land organised with local farmers. The local organising ploughing group would have some land organised as well. And that's literally the preparation. You just go to the field at crack of dawn and you leave it when it starts at night. And yeah, you just try and learn how the soil is going to turn and who's the best way to do it. Yeah.
So it was yourself and Ger Coakley, who's from West Cork. You were the Team Ireland and he won as well.
He won as well, yeah. He won the reversible class. So, yeah, I suppose the rest of the ploughing world are scratching their heads this morning, wondering what are they going to do to get the Irish off the top. But yeah. I suppose that's their problem, not ours. Yeah.
I'm fascinated by this because I've watched clips on YouTube and the ploughing. It's not as simply you sitting on the tractor and go up and down. You're up and down from the tractor and there's tweaking and mechanical engineering that goes on.
Oh, yeah, it's all about, yeah, I've often wondered, to get someone to count how many times would you get down, up and down off a tractor in a hunt. You're just literally, you're fine-tuning all the time, like, you know, you jump down, you just trying to get it as good as you can on the day, within a limited space of time, too, so it's pretty tough going,
trial.
You have to have your plot finished by a certain time, so you can't waste too much time trying to fine-tune it either. So that's the secret. And time management is a big thing in ploughing as well. You know, you have to kind of reach certain stages of your plough at certain times so that you're not losing time at the end, you know. Yeah.
And obviously straight lines, very important.
Straightness is critical, actually. Yeah,
critical,
yeah, because you can do the best ploughing in the world and if it's not straight, well, then it doesn't catch your eye.
And uniformity of the furrow, I presume.
Yes, straightness, uniformity, how well the soil is turned, the soil made available for the following crop, how firm it is for traffic rolling over, tractors coming across, well it's skimmed to bury. There's a lot in it. There's 16 aspects on a score sheet. And you have a judge then from each country. Every country has a judge, and they go around in panels of four. And they judge every competitor. And look, when you're finished your work on the day, as you're going along on the day, you have no real idea how you're going. You know yourself whether you're doing your own best or not. But
you can't see how everyone else is doing.
Yeah, it's not until you're finished and you walk around and you assess everyone else how they've performed that you know, you kind of have an idea in your head then how you've done. But yet, you still don't know until that result is read, like, you know. Yeah.
What other countries would be kind of nipping at your heels in terms of ploughing?
Yeah, well, I suppose our nearest neighbours, Northern Ireland, have good competitors. They were in the medals this year too. Yeah. You have Austria as a very strong country. The Danes are very good. The Danes were up in the medals this year as well.
They'd be good.
Fussy. So, look, you have in the top 10, look, there's very little in it, you know.
But no match for Carlo and West Cork. No match for Carlo and West Cork.
Carlo and West Cork. Right.
What tractors do you use, by the way? I'd say farmers are now wondering this. The best.
I use a Valtra tractor. A Valtra tractor for the plough. We use a Cavernland plough. As we do say, it was once a Cavernland plough. It was a Cavernland plough when it was new, and then you just have all your own modifications on it now. We shape our own mould boards. We make our own shares for different soils, and you know, you adapt the plough to suit the different conditions.
Mould boards, skimming the furrow. I'm learning all sorts of new terminology this morning. And come here, would a ploughman be as affectionate with the tractor as, say, a jockey in the horse?
If I was giving a different tractor last Friday morning, I would be, on a severe handicap. Yeah, you know, you're used to your own equipment, and, you know, to be thrown onto something different would totally affect you.
I'll never get to ask anyone else this question, because I see ploughman sandwich sometimes in cafes and various shops. Do ploughmen, oh, women, do they have the ploughman sandwich, which seems to be just big hunks of cheddar and relish?
I don't know where that came up.
That's a marketing scandal that you need to get hold of.
It's a marketing scandal.
Is there an Olympic style diet for a fella getting up and down on the tractor for hours upon hours for weeks at end?
Not really. Only look at you do have to watch yourself and not be, you know, as I said, it's a tough day after 2 weeks out there, you know what I mean? It's strenuous, and you just need to mind your body, mind your head, keep things in order, you know? Keep everything under control.
And stay calm and steady, says you.
Stay calm and steady, exactly,
You're back home now, are you?
Yeah, we arrived back yesterday.
Farmer, waste no time, just get straight home, back to work.
Straight home, we got a wonderful reception in Dublin Airport yesterday.
Ah, lovely. Yeah.
And while I'm with you, just like it's a team event. We have a coach with us this year. Our coach was Mick Roach down from Wexford, and our judge this year was Larry Bergen from Tipperary. And we have the whole national ploughing, Anne Marie McHugh. She's the daughter of the famous Anne Marie McHugh. Anne Marie is the general secretary of the World Ploughing Organization for the last 10, 12 years now. So they run a very, very professional show. So, you know, it's a whole team effort. It's not just individual, because on the days you have guys running for you, getting things for you, and that's very important too. That keeps the stress levels low. And so just like to say a big thank you to the whole team.
And finally, do you win anything? Do you win money for winning a world championship?
No, it's totally amateur sport. No money. Wow. It's the honour and the glory, and
good man. And you still have to come home and do the work.
It's weight in gold. Yeah.
You're a tillage farmer, is that right, in Carlow?
That's right. Yeah, we have the tillage, and we do some contract work as well. And we rear dairy heifers here on our home farm. We have it's grass farm, so we rear dairy heifers for dairy farmers. So
that's a busy
place.
Kind
of a mixed bag. Yeah.
That's a busy place. Well, congratulations on the world title, and you'll presumably be heading to the National Ploughing Championships
Yeah, that's the next big obstacle now, and believe me, it's just as difficult to win a national title as it is to win a world title. You know,
I'm sure they'll see you coming and go. Sure, you've beaten the Danes and the Austrians.
Yeah, but I suppose look at why we're so strong at world level is because of the standard here at Irish level.
I see what you mean. Yes.
The standard of Irish ploughing is top of the world at the minute. Yeah. You know, and you know, I'll have some difficult opposition next month in Rathniska. But looking forward to it now.
Enjoy it, and we might see you there indeed on the 17th, 18th, 19th of September is when the championships are. Listen, thanks so much, Eamon Tracy of Gary Hill in Carlow, world champion.
Thanks very much, Oliver.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
51551 is the text. Someone says, I thought you said twerking when talking about the ploughing. I hope you said tweaking, says Ethan Mullingar. Yes, he definitely does the tweaking. Maybe when he wins, he does some twerking. We never know. I hope that video is out there. Listen, we'll come back. We're going to talk to Will Keane, who's the Grand Marshal of the Roscommon Pride Parade, after the break.
Text 51551. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.